purse seining is just one of the ways that fish are caught, particularly schooling fish. A purse seine, pictured here on the right, is a large circular net. It's deployed by a smaller boat that leaves the large fishing ship and circles in a big, deploys the net in a large circle that can be more than 600 meters wide. I've seen footage of nets that are up to 2 kilometers wide and maybe 200 meters or so deep. And the net completely surrounds a school of fish. The net is then pulled in to capture the entire school. Long lines are another industrial way of fishing. These are long, as you would, the name implies, long fishing lines up to 60 kilometers long that are baited with thousands and thousands of hooks. And they crisscross the ocean. There's reports that show at one given time 10,000 to maybe even 30,000 kilometers of long lines are deployed out in the ocean at any given time. And these baited hooks are targeting large dispersed pelagic species like mahi-mahi, swordfish, sharks, sometimes tuna, halibut, and other large predators and other large fish. Gill nets are also deployed both by industrial and actually artisanal fishermen. In fact, gill nets may be the oldest way of fishing. It's what it sounds like, basically a net that's essentially a wall rather than a line. It's a net, a wall of net that floats at a specific depth. One can use buoys and weights to deploy it at the depth that you want. And in the industrial scale gill nets, these nets can be tens of kilometers long, huge walls that just indiscriminately catch anything that swims into them. Very indiscriminate way of fishing, as are all fishing methods. And then trawlers is another method that is using a huge scoop-shaped or funnel-shaped net that's dragged through the water or along the bottom behind a ship. And it catches either midwater species like pollock or shrimp, or if it's deployed along the bottom, it catches groundfish. And these are flatfishes, things like haddock and flatfishes like flounders, plaice, and halibuts as well. So no fishing method is perfect in catching only the species being targeted. All of them are indiscriminate to some degree. Basically, anything that, you know, either is scooped up by or swims into the net will be caught. And so it leads to bycatch of non-target species. And of course, the bigger the net, the more non-target species can wind up in it as it's out there in the ocean. So we will revisit each of these methods in the next lesson, and we'll talk about the problem of bycatch.